Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm at The Event to Be here in Orange County. It's Viet Fashion Week. It's the third year. And I've got some bloggers here with me covering the world of fashion, not just Vietnamese fashion, but Viet fashion and other fashion in general. So introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joanne from Love Fashion Live Life.
Hi, I'm Maria with Minivan Styles.
Hi, I'm Mimi with Choose Me Gourmet.
Okay, so Mimi, I'm going to start off with you. So what is your blog about? And then what brings you here tonight? What are you expecting?
My blog is actually more of a lifestyle. I own an organic juice company based in Huntington Beach. So it's about, you know, wellness and fitness and most importantly, like, you know, I love fashion too, so a little bit of fashion.
Right. So, you know, so what are you looking for as far as like the show tonight? What are you most excited about?
Definitely the fashion. I saw some of the very beautiful bridal couture from Jackie Tai. And I just got married, so I really appreciate, you know, like the wedding dress look amazing. So I'm really excited to see that.
All right, well, congratulations as well. So I'm excited to see your work here. And then also, I'm a lover of juices, so I'm going to stop by as well.
Yeah,
so
her juices are really good. You have to try her juices.
All right, very
so
cool.
After all of this, you need to try her juice.
All right, so everybody out there, go to, tell me the name of your juice bar.
JuiceMeGourmet.com.
All right, very cool. And tell us your name again.
Maria.
And what is your blog?
Mine's Minivan Styles, so I'm a new fashion blogger. I'm trying to look for more like classy chic kind of outfits tonight, so I'm excited.
All right. And you know, so what is it about Vietnamese culture that you think blends seamlessly with American culture? Being Vietnamese American yourself, like what do you think about that?
I think it's just like a whole fusion thing, like, you know, Vietnamese meets like, you know, East meets West kind of. So you're like really integrating the Vietnamese fashion into American fashion, so it's more modernized Vietnamese, yeah.
Right. And do you own an Ao Dai or an Ao Yai?
Yes, I do. I have like five.
She has like 700.
All right. So yeah, what?
I'm actually very traditional, but I'm very Vietnamese.
She's very
yeah.
traditional.
Yeah.
That's great. So what are some, you know, describe what the Ao Dai or the Ao Yai is to the listener out there that's never heard of that. So explain a little bit about what that is.
Well, traditionally, there's three different types of Ao Yais for the different sections of Vietnam. But I'm from Saigon, so in Saigon, traditionally, Vietnamese students, females, will wear a white Ao Yai. And then ever since then, you know, you can decorate it and make it super neat. So.
Right. And there's some that are hand embroidered, some that are painted with beautiful pastels as well.
Yes.
And they've also like really modernized things.
Right.
And I know that you've been following Viet Fashion Week for 3 years now.
Yes.
And then were you here last night?
I was. I helped them for the last 2 years. I've been doing their social media and I coordinate all the bloggers.
Okay. So tell us about the signature event that I heard about, I saw online, but I wasn't here last night. So tell us about Calvin Hill. Designs.
Oh my god, so Calvin Hip does everything handmade. It was a black and gold theme. All of his is very avant-garde, very edgy, and it mixes the Vietnamese, the traditional Vietnamese, and then he fuses it with everything that is high fashion and haute couture. So it was a beautiful, beautiful collection.
And how was it received by the audience as well as the press? How do you think it was received?
I mean, I think the older generation had their mouths wide open, but only because it was amazing and they've never seen it before. But I think everybody was well received. I think it's beautiful. It's kind of art, you know, so you can't really hate on art. It's just, it was really gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know that the Vietnamese American, you know, fashion scene is so vibrant and so strong, and it's actually impacting the fashion in Vietnam. So tell us a little bit about that, and what do you think about that?
I mean, I think that the fashion in Vietnam is a lot more advanced, and I think we're trying to bring a little bit of that culture here to Orange County. So I think it's a great mix. I'm hoping that we can kind of maybe balance it out where we have just as many fashion shows and designers here that we do in Vietnam as well.
So what do you expect for tonight as far as, you know, describe what's happening and then what do you think is going to be happening in there?
Well, tonight is going to be fun because we have Quinn Paris. So she's shown in Paris. She's shown in LA Fashion Week. So she's a veteran. So we're really excited to have her here. We also have Cynthia Bui, and everyone knows who she is. She is known for her Ao Yais and her bridal collection. And Jackie Tai is also debuting another collection tonight as well. So it's going to be a great night.
And I understand there's an avant-garde designer as well, so using a lot of interesting fabrics and non-traditional fabrics. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's going to be with Jackie Tai.
Okay.
So this will be the first time I'm seeing it, so I can't really tell you that much about it. You're going to have to see it for yourself.
It's pretty avant-garde as well.
Yeah. So tell us about Quinn Paris's collection.
Sure. I think it's very showstopper.
You know, if I say.
Tonight is going to be the ready-to-wear collection, though.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be not her avant-garde, it's going to be her ready-to-wear. So it's going to be the color block and the pieces that she puts together for it.
You know, there aren't a whole lot of Vietnamese Americans that are blogging as well. So tell us about your blogging journey and how did you get interested and started?
Well, I think this is a question for Joanne because I'm a new blogger, so I'm just kind of testing out the waters right now and see how I like it. But she's been a seasoned blogger,
right.
So,
as far as your journey though, what got you kind of inspired to do it because of her?
Yeah, it's because of her. It's definitely because of her. It's definitely because of her.
I take her everywhere, and I love the way she dresses, and I love her personality, and so I just thought that it would mix well, and I want more people to know about her. So I kind of pushed her to do it. And then I love Mimi. She is so positive, and she has her own business, and she's an entrepreneur. So I think that we just all kind of support each other.
You know, there's some famous YouTubers online as well. We've got Michelle Phan with, you know, the beautiful, you know, she's more than just makeup now. It's like a lifestyle as well. And she's just doing a show in her homeland of Vietnam as well that's premiering on YouTube.
Yeah.
So are these some of the people that are inspiring you as well?
Of course. These are the people that I think have already paved the way. So I think it makes it easier for us to kind of just follow their formula for success.
So tell us, you know, some of your tips then for success on the red carpet, success on the runway, and success on blogging.
Success on the red carpet, always wear booby tape. So keep it together. Success for blogging, I think it's just kind of stay true to yourself, have fun with it. And don't take anything personally.
So any fashion tips from you?
Fashion tips.
Yeah.
Always wear Spanx.
And for those who don't know what Spanx are.
It's basically, it keeps everything in. So you wear, they're like the,
tight grandma undies.
Yes, there you go.
But it's like very flattering. It makes you flatter.
It smooths everything out. Like if you're having like lumps and bumps that day, if you have like love handles, like it smooths it all out.
Spanx does it, right? It's a magic trick, right?
Yes.
And as far as you know, any advice for health and wellness from your perspective?
Stay hydrated and you know, if you can't eat a lot of. If you can't eat a lot of veggies, you should definitely drink it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I know this is your first interview like this, and so I really appreciate you kind of enjoying and sharing your passion, your experience as well. So thank you. And everybody that's watching and following tonight, you can go online on Instagram or Twitter or Vine or other social media channels and look for the hashtag. It's Viet Fashion Week. So it's Viet, like it's Vietnam, then Fashion Week. Or the other hashtag that's being used is VFW 2016 as well. So here we are reporting from the red carpet in Westminster, California, the center of Vietnamese community. It's in Little Saigon, the largest Vietnamese community outside of Asia. And we're at VF Fashion Week displaying the best of Vietnamese culture and fashion with these amazing ladies. So thank you so much.
Thank you.